Jaya Gopi Jana Mala Gira Rara Nare Jaya Gopi Jana Mala Gira Rara Nare Jasra Nandana Vaj Jana Ranjana Jasra Nandana Vaj Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachahari Jamuna Tira Jaya Radha Narada Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Narada Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vala Gira Rara Nare Jaya Gopi Jana Vala Gira Rara Nare Jasra Nandana Vaj Jana Ranjana Jasra Nandana Vaj Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vana Chahari Jamuna Tira Vana Chahari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vala Gira Rara Nare Jasra Nandana Vaj Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vana Chahari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Jaya Gopi Vrindavana Hara Girivara Dhari Yasoda Nandana Abhijana Ranjana Januna Kina Avana Chahari Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to Sisi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Mama kenan kenan tasya kenan asharakaya chakshur milikam jena tasmashi gurave namaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 7, Text 17.
Sattvasate sadrisha atmanatmanannam.
Vachasate sadrisha atmanatmanannam.
Bhaktaram isha vivadesu apinanuchakshe. Sarve Vimahita Dhyas Tava Na Mannaye Me Brahma Dayas Tanubhita Bahirata Bhava Sattasyate Sadrisha Manatmanannam Bhaktaram Isha Vivadesu Apinanu Chakshe Sarve Vimahita Dhyas Tavar Maya Vene Brahma Dayas Tanubhita Bahirata Bhava Sattvasate sadrisha atmanatmanannam Bhaktaram isha vibhudesu apinanu chakshe Sarve vimahita dhyastava mayena Brahma Dayas Tanubhita Bahirata Bhava Please chant.
Satyasya te swadishya atmana atmanamyam Bhaktaramisha Vibhudeshivati Manin Chakshin. Sāve Vedam Tadiyas Tadamaya Nimi. Sācha sate sa visa atmana atmanamiyam. Lakkara misha vigateshi vapi manu sakshe. Sāve vimohita diyasa namāya yeme. Rama daya sanu griho bani atavama. Satya sate sa visa atmana atmanamyam. Vakara misha vipudesha apinam sakshe. Sāve vimohita diyasa vamāya lene. Rāma dayasa nibhita vani mātta bhāva. Satya sate sa visa atmana atmanomyam. Bhaktara misha vibhudeshi apinanu chakshe. Sāve vimohita diyasa vamāya yeme. Brahma dayasya nubhita bahir artha bhava. Satya sate sa vansha atma atmanamyam. Vaktara misha vipudeshi vapinanu chakshe. Sāve vimohita diyasa vamāya yeme. Brahma dayasa nubhita bhagi artha bhavah. Satyasyam of the absolute truth. Te, besides you. Swadrishaha, who revealed yourself. Atmanaha, for me personally. Atmanaha, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyam, other. Vaktaram, qualified speaker. Isha, O my Lord, Vibhudeshu, among the demigods, Api, even, Na, not, Anu Chakshe, I can see, Sarve, all of them, Vimohita, bewildered. Vyaha, their consciousness. Sava, your. Mayaya, by the illusory potency. Ime, these. Brahma Adaya, headed by Lord Brahma. Tanubritaha, conditioned souls with material bodies. Bahi, in external things. Artha, Supreme value. Bhavaha.
Perceiving of.
Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. My dear Lord, you are the absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead, and you reveal yourself to your devotees. Besides your lordship, I do not see anyone who can actually explain perfect knowledge to me. Such a perfect teacher is not to be found among the demigods in heaven. Indeed, all of the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, are bewildered by your illusory potency. They are conditioned souls who accept their own material bodies and bodily expansions to be the highest truth. Please repeat, my dear Lord.
My dear Lord.
You are the absolute truth.
You are the absolute truth.
The supreme personality of Godhead.
Supreme personality of God.
And you reveal yourself to your devotees. Besides your lordship, I do not see anyone who can actually explain perfect knowledge to me.
Such a perfect teacher
is not to be found even among the demigods in heaven. Indeed, all of the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, are bewildered by your illusory potency.
They are conditioned souls
who accept their own material bodies and bodily expansions to be the highest truth. Purport. All conditioned souls, from Lord Brahma down to the insignificant ant, are declared by Sri Uddhava to be covered by material bodies produced by the illusory potency of the Lord. The demigods in heaven, being absorbed in universal management, constantly utilize their fabulous material potencies. They therefore gradually fix their minds upon their mystically empowered bodies and also upon their bodily expansions, such as their celestial wives, children, co-workers and friends. In the course of life in the heavenly planets, the demigods become conditioned to think in terms of material good and bad, and thus they accept the immediate welfare of their bodies to be the highest goal of life. The demigods do, however, try to strictly follow the laws of God, and to help them to do this, the Supreme Lord descends to remind the heavenly beings of His own Supreme Personality, which possesses powers infinitely exceeding theirs. Lord Vishnu has an external body full of bliss, knowledge, and unlimited variegated potencies, whereas the demigods possess only deluxe material forms, subject to birth, death, old age, and disease. Because the demigods are attached to ruling the created universe, their devotion to God is tinged with material desires. They are therefore attracted to those portions of Vedic knowledge that award the various material opulences necessary for perpetuating their celestial life. Sri Uddhava, however, being a pure devotee of the Lord, is determined to go back home, back to Godhead, for eternal life, and is thus not at all interested in sophisticated Vedic knowledge of the demigods. The material world is a gigantic prison whose inmates are subjected to birth, death, old age, and illusion, and a pure devotee has no desire to remain there even as a first-class prisoner like the demigods. Sri Uddhava desires to return to the kingdom of God and for this reason directly approaches the personality of Godhead. The word Swadrishaha are one who reveals himself to his devotees. Thus only the Lord himself, our pure devotee, who faithfully repeats the Lord's message,
can take one beyond the material sky into the free atmosphere of the spiritual planets, where the liberated souls enjoy an eternal life of bliss and omniscience. So we're continuing the story. This is the beginning of the Uddhava Gita, and Uddhava is requesting Lord Krishna to be his teacher and instructor, because he's looking around to see who is there to help me to get out of this material world, and he's taking the role of the conditioned soul. And as he looks around, he's noticing who is present, and he has the ability to see the Lord. He also has the ability to see the demigods, and he therefore analyzes his situation as to who is actually capable of instructing him in a way that will allow him to become free and return back to the spiritual world. And he looks at the demigods and he decides that these are not who can help me. And he states his reasons why they cannot be helpful, because they are absorbed in their duties, and they have much greater duties than we ever have in this world, have much bigger responsibilities. And all of them are endowed with these, as it's stated in the purport, with deluxe bodies. It's like in cars, you have the economy model, and then you have, the mid-class model, and you get up to your luxury models and that. So they have this very high luxury model. We may only have economy models, but we are also attached to our little economy models as much as they are attached to their deluxe models. And so they have all these responsibilities. And in this process of engaging in all their responsibilities, they start becoming attached to what they're doing and who they are and what their roles are. And this detachment keeps them from seeing things clearly as they are. They become covered and a little bewildered by the opulences they have, the connections they have. So even in the heavenly planets, not just here on the earth planet, people get attached to what they do and their little spheres of influence and their attachments. And these personalities who are attached are not qualified to give instructions on how to leave this material world. As he's explaining that how they're explaining in their purport that these bodies, they may be in a more elevated situation, but they are still in the prison house. They're still prisoners. They may have more facility in their prison cells, but they still are in the prison house. But they have one benefit that is being pointed out here, is that they strictly follow the laws of God. So they're much more elevated than those of us that are in Kali Yuga in this world, where we can't even say that that's what most of us were brought up doing, is following the laws of God. And these are a couple of the points about, we heard this morning about how one can move from faith and from faith by association and by following regulative principles. There was a piece of there about following these regulative principles that allows us to be able to move from faith to a deeper faith, and then to eventually that love of Godhead is present within the heart, is what we're hearing this morning. So Uddhava is not interested, and they have also, the demigods have vast knowledge. But this knowledge in and of itself and how the material world works and what's going on, this very sophisticated knowledge is not enough to release one from the material world and allow one to return to the spiritual world. So Uddhava, he pushes that aside. This is not going to help me. And so who is there that's qualified? He says, only you, Krishna. I want you as my teacher. And so I want you to be the one. And so this opens up the opportunity then for the Uddhava Gita to take place, so that Uddhava is the student and Krishna is the teacher. So as we discussed yesterday, it's like we have the Bhagavad Gita where Arjuna is the student and Krishna is the teacher. So now we have another Gita with the direct instructions of Lord Krishna being given to Uddhava in this particular canto. So we're just setting up that stage for this discussion to go on. And then towards the end of the purport, then it talks about this word swadrishaha, or one who reveals himself to his devotees. So we've seen this in other verses. We know that it hits on this point that the Lord has to reveal oneself to the devotees. And in the third canto, 9th chapter, 11th verse is the Twa Bhakti Yoga Paribhutani. You know that one? Twam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Ritsaroja Ase Shute Kechita Pato Nanu Natapunsan Yad Yada Diyo Ta Urukaya Vipavayanti Tatava Papa Nayasi Taranu Grahaya. So it says, oh my Lord, your devotee can see you through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing, and thus his heart, it becomes cleansed, and you take your seat there. You're so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in these particular forms of transcendence in which they always think of you. So this is our process, is the hearing process. So how do we get to the place to be able to see the Lord is through this bona fide hearing. It's not just any hearing, but it has to be a bona fide hearing. It has to be hearing from the correct source, it says that it has to be either by the Lord himself or his pure devotee who faithfully repeats the Lord's message. And this is the only way that one can be taken from this material world and be taken back to the spiritual world. And the pure devotee is always seeing the Lord and never separated from the Lord. They're always have that association. One time many years ago when they were in New York and Srila Prabhupada was having a discussion with some reporters, they asked, well, how do you know what Krishna wants? And Srila Prabhupada just said very clearly, because Krishna tells me what to do. And the reporter didn't quite get it, and so Rameshwar Prabhu stepped in and said, it's like, because he knows Krishna, Krishna was in his heart telling him what to do. And Prabhupada, why are you saying this? Krishna is directly telling me what to do. And so he revealed himself at that point, that he actually saw the Lord, and he had conversations with the Lord. And this is only to those devotees that are fully surrendered to the Lord, that they actually can see and converse with the Lord. They can also see and converse with the demigods and other personalities. There's another story that happened in the Los Angeles temple where his servant was coming back up the stairs and he heard a discussion going on in the room, so he didn't want to enter because it was in the outer room and he would have had to pass through, so he didn't want to disturb Srila Prabhupada. And it went on for some time, and it was in Hindi, or he thought it was in Hindi. He couldn't understand it. It was definitely not in English. But he noticed there were no shoes sitting outside, so he couldn't figure out quite what was going on. And then after a while, the conversation stopped, so the servant went in, and there was nobody there. So the servant asked Srila Prabhupada, is like, I thought I just heard you discussing something, but I don't see there's anyone here. He goes, oh yes, that was Narada Muni. He just came. We were discussing our preaching plans. So in this way, he had this very personal discussion with different personalities and with the Supreme Lord, because when one's heart is completely free of material contaminations, as in this verse we just quoted from the third canto, is like when the Lord enters through the sound vibration and enters in the ear and it goes to the heart and it purifies the heart of all material rubbish, Prabhupada says in that purport. All material rubbish is removed. And once all this rubbish is removed, then the Lord can manifest himself within the heart. And then the devotee, due to whatever will come in whatever relationship is what that devotee has and inspires him. And so it's not It's different. The one has many different forms, so it's just each one has different relationships, and that form that one has his personal relationship with will then manifest to that devotee, and he will actually see him. So this is the essences of this particular purport is like Uddhava is looking for who is that person that is available to teach me who you are and how I can get out of this material world. And he has come to the conclusion that it can only be Lord Krishna himself. And we are so fortunate in our life that we've had, some have had personal association with a pure devotee of the Lord who personally saw the Lord, and it is only through someone who has seen the Lord, and we have Srila Prabhupada's books so that we can all have his association, so that we can also have this material rubbish taken away from our hearts by the hearing of from the words of the pure devotee, so that our hearts can be cleansed and that we can also see the Lord and return back to the spiritual world, to the lotus feet of the Lord. So I'll stop there and we can open it up for questions, comments, discussion, points, and that. Any reflections? Yes, I'm behind.
Talking about the demigods, does that also apply to Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma?
So it'd be one of the demigods. They're mentioned in the Lord Brahma is mentioned in the purport. So it is mentioned in the verse itself. Lord Brahma is mentioned. You mean Uddhava seeing them, or all the demigods being covered? Is that what all the demigods being covered? I was thinking the same thing. I was reading that. So he's saying Lord Brahma hasn't seen the Lord, does he? That you know, he mentions though particularly Lord Brahma, that he doesn't feel Lord Brahma can give him the way to get out of this material world in this particular context. In this, I think he's just making a particular point that he wants Krishna. He doesn't want anybody else. He only wants Krishna. So he's putting all the demigods together. Of course, we know from Brahma Samhita that Lord Brahma had vision of the Lord himself. I have a question behind you.
So you're talking how the demigods are not qualified. Uddhava is saying the demigods are not qualified. And we're not qualified, and yet we are asked to repeat what we have heard. In that sense, I was thinking, even the demigods, if I'm correct, that I've heard that there's Bhagavatam in the heavenly planets, which is apparently much bigger than what we have here. So I'm thinking, what is the difference? That here, Uddhava is saying the demigods are not qualified, and I'm assuming they hear the Bhagavatam and they repeat the Bhagavatam. We're asked to repeat whatever we heard, so in that sense, we're not qualified, but we're asked to do so. So maybe you could comment on that.
One's qualification comes by strictly repeating what one has heard. If we change anything that we have been taught by the pure devotee, then we become disqualified. It is only by accurately representing the pure devotee that and following in the disciplic succession that our words can have any effect. If we cannot continue to impact others and have this movement grow if we deviate from the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, and is by that strict following of the pure devotee or of Lord Krishna's words that one has any potency. But it's also not just speaking the words, but it's also following it, having the behavior as well as repeating the message in this case. I think maybe others can help on this point, but I think with Uddhava, he's such an elevated soul that it's going to take very, you know, it's like So it takes something very, very elevated to help such an elevated soul and to make progress. So, when, you know, it's like there, we understand and respect that there's different levels of devotees. And so a Kanista Adhikari can't really elevate a Madhyama Adhikari or Uttama Adhikari. And so Uddhava, being in such an advanced, elevated soul, there's Krishna is really the only one that was going to be suitable for him. Not that the necessarily that Lord Brahma himself couldn't have people that he could elevate, but Uddhava's he's drawing out. He wants to get Krishna to speak to him, and he's drawing it out. And so he's just making this argument. The demigods, they're attached. They're not good enough. I want you. You're the only one that's going to work for this situation.
I was thinking that in Bhagavad Gita 10.2, Nata Vidhu Surodhana, the Lord Krishna himself also revealing here, even the demigod doesn't know, Krishna says. Demigod doesn't know my origin and opulences. So it's not only Uddhava, actually Krishna also revealing that demigod do not know. Also, Prabhupada emphasized Dharmantu Sakshat Bhagavat Panitam. So when there is a particular form of religious duty or conduct to be established, only Krishna can do it, not anybody. There is also, says there's all those names given.
Mm-hmm.
But then 12 Mahajan is given. 12 Mahajan is given, there's a particular reason. So here, maybe 11th Kanto, 12th Kanto, we know now, because of Uddhava.
Mm-hmm.
Also another angle to look at it, that Uddhava's definition, Vishnanam Pravara Mantri Krishnascha Devita Sakha, and then he says Sakshat Vihaspate, Shishyas Vihaspate Sakshat. He's direct disciple of Vihaspati. He knows all the demigod himself. He's actually one of the demigod in that sense, because Indra is disciple of Vihaspati.
Mm-hmm.
Uddhava is also foremost disciple of Vihaspati. So from that angle, there is a particular pastime that he is going to reveal to Narayanishi and others, which cannot be done by anybody. So there is a particular reason why Krishna.
Why he's setting it up in this
way. Yes. Yeah.
I was also thinking that if one doesn't know the position of Uddhava, then he would say, oh, he's rather presumptuous to be derailing the demigods like this,
mm-hmm.
you know. But Uddhava was supremely exalted, you know. We know that only the gopis were considered more exalted than Uddhava. But Uddhava was considered one of the highest recipients of Krishna's mercy. See, I mean, even he's above even Arjuna and all the Pandavas and
mm-hmm.
so many other personalities. So he was in a very exalted position. And when we know this, then we can understand why he's speaking like this. And
putting it in context.
Yeah.
So who he is, who's at personality. And also, we know that he knows how to get out of the material world too. But he's doing this, he's playing this role because he wants Krishna to speak so that we can have this opportunity to hear. He's playing that as a conditioned soul, not that Uddhava is a conditioned soul.
And just to point out, Arjuna says the same thing in Bhagavad Gita. Other than you, I don't see anybody who can free me from my doubts, Madhusudan. So it's the same kind of mood comes out there. It seems like it's an expression of love.
Yes.
He's with Krishna, his beloved Lord. There's no one better than you. No one else can do this. Yeah. Please, you know, give me your mercy.
Yeah, it's a personal relationship.
Since we have time, maybe the verse that you quoted while you are speaking, Tam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavi Tarita Saroje, you are explaining that verse. So, just to steer up, because we have some time, we already have a Krishna as a super soul in the heart. But the verse says that he will enter through the ear. So he's not inside, or how does it, I mean, Krishna coming to my heart or Krishna is in my heart?
Well, in the heart already is Krishna's Paramatma feature, but Krishna entering the heart comes in the form that the devotee has a personal relationship with. So it's another form of Krishna that's entering. We were discussing this in our reading group about how Krishna took birth in from Mother Yashoda, not through seminal discharge, but through the heart. So Krishna's already in the heart as Paramatma, but it was Krishna entering the heart in another form that then entered into to create, to be the avenue for Krishna to come. So there's Paramatma, which is the super soul, but then there's Krishna also. So it's a different feature of Krishna.
We were discussing also the topics. And
it's not on.
In
Bhagavad Gita, I believe 15:17, in the Parva Prabhupada put a verse, Sava Nishta Brahma Jyoti Rupena Abhinishpaddhate. The long verse, and Prabhupada translate that. In that liberated position, the super soul comes out of the body and he goes to the Brahman, and he lives there as a supreme living personality. So Brahmajyoti is also constituted according to Prabhupada, not only the soul but also super soul. So then another commentary also Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives that, as you mentioned, when Nanda Maharaj, they were waiting for Krishna to appear, and Krishna did come, appeared with his sister Jogamaya from Mother Yashoda.
Mm-hmm.
But when Vasudeva Maharaj brought Krishna, his Krishna, from outside Vrindavan, that time he did not see, he saw only one child. And so he placed his son and he took Yashoda's daughter, and nobody supposed to know except him.
Mm-hmm.
And he went back. So then Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur give a nice analogy on that. He says, because Yashoda's son, and he quote those verses, Shuddha Goswami did say, Jayati te adhikam janmana braja, Gopi Gita, even first verse they say, janmana braja, you are born in braja. The gopis never accept that Krishna came from Mathura or somewhere else. Nanda Appal, those words also, Shuddha Goswami says, it's the son. Everybody knows, it's not. So he said that, that origin Krishna, Mother Yashoda's son and the Vasudev's son, they merged together. So he said that living entity, when they hear pure bhakti, glorification of Lord's personality and beauty and all this comes through the ear hole to the heart. At that time, the super soul within the heart will merge, and then the Supreme Lord will take over.
Hmm.
So the love will transform from super soul manifestation to
Krishna.
Hmm. I thought it was very interesting.
Thank you. I think Jamasimi had a comment.
Is Uddhava mentioned in the Gaur Ganesh Tipika? Is he participating in Chaitanya in the Ganga? Who is he?
Paramananda. Mahaprabhu went to collect. His guru Kesav Bharati is the guru in Ujjain.
So Ujjain guru, he was not a Vaishnava guru, was a Brahmavadi, impersonalist. Otherwise, if he was a guru of Krishna and he knew the Krishna Supreme Lord, how he is going to instruct, it would be very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bhagurumuni and Sandilamuni in Brajadham, they are also kind of a guru of Nanda Maharaj and others, but they don't think Krishna is a Supreme Lord. He's a son of Nanda Maharaj. So, over there, Sandipuni Muni, when he was teaching Krishna and Balaram, he's not thinking that they are Supreme Lord. Even he hears about them, but the conception that I'm a servant of Krishna is not there. So he really acts as a guru because he's a Brahmavadi platform. So he came as a Keshav Bharati who gave Mahaprabhu sannyas, Mayavadi sannyas. And then when Mahaprabhu went to South India, he collected Uddhava Paramananda Puri and others.
Yeah.
Did you have a question with that, or is that just it? I just wanted to clarify. Okay. Glories to Srimad Bhagavatam.
Also, we give the Kunti and Krishna so much devotion. But the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Pandu Bhagavatam.
Yeah, there.